Joseph de Mertelli.
Who's that gonna make this teaser?
Hello? Nancy? Yes, it's me, Julie. What's wrong? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. Yes, yes. Which hospital? Yes. Are you sure? No, I'm fine. Yes. Bye, Nancy. Oh, my God, Terry. Only last week he had this lump come up on his finger that big and I sent him to the doctor. I was terrified it might have been some... what's the name, you know?
Cancer? No, it's just a cyst. We'll lance it for you, if you like. You may have something in there.
A piece of glass. I can't believe it. I can believe it. I don't want to believe it. What am I going to do?
Don't panic, Julie.
He's a reckless individual.
He's a bloody liability.
He's not security conscious. That's what his reference said when they let him go from the night watchman. And now this.
Don't worry about him.
Worry? Of course I worry. It's a catalogue of disasters. Someone has to worry.
Leave it to the men, dear. They've got to be good for something.
That's typical, Aunt Elsie. I wish I'd have been Elsie, but I wasn't. So I made him go. On that occasion, I made him see that doctor.
Did you ever graze or injure this hand, Mr. England, that you can remember?
Not that I can remember, Doc.
But I remembered.
You always remember.
It's always the ones who remember who can never forget. Have you noticed that?
You're like an elephant.
Thanks, Terry.
It looks as though you have some foreign body trapped in there.
Ah, no Spanish, I hope.
What makes men think they're humorous?
A splinter, perhaps.
But it wasn't a splinter. I knew it wasn't a splinter. Terry forgot. But I couldn't forget. It was summer. The sun was shining. We were in Tenerife. There was me and Terry.
Ah, Mr. and Mrs. England, how lovely to see you today.
There was Jill.
How are you getting on with Bronte, Mrs. England? Very nicely, thank you, Jill.
And there was Sally.
Oh, Terry! Terry, come and play ball with us!
Maybe he doesn't play ball, Sam.
Oh, Julie, tell Terry to come and play ball with us!
Don't play ball with Jill and Sally, Terry.
It was lovely. I have a delicate complexion, but I love the sunshine. I love the sea, the way it goes right through you with its wave after wave. And I was glad to see Terry so happy playing ball with those two sweet girls from Liverpool.
Oh, well, caught, Terry. It's good catch, isn't it, Jill?
Yeah,
watch it,
Sally. Yeah, isn't yours, you know?
Up to me. Oh, is that such a pot? You're a good catch, Terry.
Oh, Terry's a prize catch. I should tell you about Terry. The thing is, he has this body, Terry does. It doesn't really belong in the world we live in, ordinary mortals. He's actually a god. One of them Greek things, you know, without any arms. Very strong.
Lift me up. Lift me right up, Terry.
And I love that. I love that armless body with a vengeance. It's just that there's been times when it's nearly killed me, loving it so much. That holiday in Tenerife.
You're so strong, Terry. Hey, look at this, Jill.
I can see it. We all can.
Oh, Pookie.
Yeah, well, just don't blame me. That's all I'm saying.
It was just a bit of fun, isn't it, Terry?
Jill, I could have coped with.
Wouldn't you like to join in the fun, Mrs. England?
No, thank you, Jill. I prefer to stay in the shade for the moment.
My sun protection factor 8 was in a losing battle with the English rose. I've never gone that delicate shade of mahogany that Terry does. Put it down to being serious. Like an occupational hazard. Something you can't shake off. Something in the air that spells trouble, that's crying out for love, that's whispering all the time in your ear. Terrible things are going on, and what can you do? Jill seemed to manage better. And Sally.
What fabulous colour you are, Sally.
I could tell that Terry was taken with her.
You look like you were born in the sun.
Probably out of a bottle.
Elsie.
Just look at the colour of your chest.
Chemicals, baby. They'll kill you in the end.
He has a way of touching you, Terry does. Very lightly, with one hand just below your throat. I don't know if you know that place. It must be something very special. I tried to ignore it. I did ignore it. I ignored it for about 12 and a half days in all, I think. It always amazes me how tiring it is ignoring something. I stayed in the shade most of those days, and it wasn't entirely the sun's fault. I may be delicate, but I'm not stupid. I stayed under my shade and read Wuthering Heights again, and at night I dreamt about disasters. Like the time when our Aunt Elsie stuck the hose pipe up Grandad's exhaust.
Oh. Oh. Elsie! Elsie!
What is it, Dad? What's wrong?
I'm gonna kill that child. You'll see if I don't.
Oh, now, don't do anything rash, Dad. You'll only regret it.
Elsie! Elsie!
Shove it. Stop it. Push off. Chauvinist.
You come here, my girl. I'll teach you to play tricks on me.
Don't touch me. Don't you touch me. Don't you dare touch me.
Elsie, don't be silly, dear. Your father isn't going to hurt you.
You're damn right he isn't. If he so much as lays a finger on me, I'll stick that horse pipe up his...
Elsie! Now, please.
Spirit. Oh, God, I wish I'd had it. Of course, it didn't help much in the long run. You know what Uncle Jack said to her at the end? He said,
I'm not making love to you with that plastic bag stuck on your belly.
What a thing to say to your own wife. Certainly made me think twice about having children. Even if Terry did want to. But I would have died to be Elsie on that beach. I suppose when Bronte was writing, things were different.
Men were still men.
You couldn't get to Tenerife.
Oh, sorry, love, did you say something?
I said they couldn't get to Tenerife.
Who's that, then?
Kathy and Heathcliff.
We'll ask them around for dinner when we get back.
Bloody Philistine.
Oh, Terry! Oh, come and give us piggybacks. Tell him to come and give us piggybacks, Julie.
Waiter.
Go get him, Elsie.
Go and give them piggybacks, Terry.
For 12 and a half out of the 13 days I held it all together. I had Emily Bronte. I had Elsie. I had Heathcliff. The mistake I made was wanting more than that. I'm not superstitious, but that 13th night was the hair on the camel's back, I suppose. I just wanted us to have a quiet night together before we left.
That's a lovely idea, love. I'll see if some of the others want to come.
You married a bozo, Julie, admit it.
I mean, on our own, Terry. Just the two of us.
Oh, no, what for?
I thought it might be romantic.
Remember romance, Terry?
Not all on our own.
What kind of romance does he have in mind?
Just the two of us, love.
What about Pete and Dave and Sally and Jill coming along?
No, Terry.
Or just the two girls?
No, Terry, not the two girls. Not Dave and Pete, not anyone. Just the two of us. Please, Terry, just for me.
If you insist.
Such grace.
Romano's was a sweet little place down by the beach. And all the time I'm hoping and I'm praying. Please, God, keep everyone away from us. Keep them all away from us. I like people, you know I do. But I'd had enough. From now on, I wanted it to be just Terry and Julie.
Like in the song.
What song?
You know, Terry, every Friday night.
It's Thursday, dear.
I realised then it was doomed to failure.
Is something wrong?
She's smiling at you, Terry.
No, nothing wrong.
Remember smiles?
You look like you're in pain, lad.
I'm fine.
You sure you're well enough for this?
For crying out loud, it isn't her that's sick.
Just ask him.
I could have said something. I know I should have done. But it didn't matter anyway, because just at that moment there's this sort of shriek. I call it a shriek. It pierced right through me.
Terry! There you are!
Love, it's Sally and Jill.
Who else would it be?
Am I malicious to suspect sabotage?
And can you guess what happened next?
Let's invite them over, dear. Girls, girls, come over here and sit down. Join us.
Of course you can.
What could I do?
Are you sure you don't mind, Mrs. England?
Poor Jill. I mean, I could have liked Jill. She was probably quite sweet.
The nice girls never get noticed.
Oh, well, see.
It's true. The rats. The plastic bag put paid to my love life.
The waiter seemed to think so, too. I don't know if you've noticed that, how quickly men size up a situation and head for the likeliest bet.
And what's your name, huh?
My name is Jill.
Ah, oh, English girls is very beautiful. You're very beautiful, Miss Jill, huh?
Such pap. Makes one choke.
I can't have been favourite, and Sally was plainly occupied.
Oh, Teddy, love, I can't believe you're going.
I'm not surprised.
I can't believe it's all over.
With your mental powers.
Look at it this way, Sally. There's always next year.
At that, I begin to wish for disaster, financial ruin and early death.
Divorce would do it.
And the two of them laughing like a couple of love-crazed adolescents on their first date. Now, I don't know anything about jealousy. It's not a subject I'm qualified to speak about, any more than the rest of womankind. But if what I felt, sat there with a stone wall right round me, and an icy grin frozen on my face, and my hands strangling each other beneath the table, and my diacoms fighting a losing battle with Spanish food, and my unhappiness thinking about next year... If that's what jealousy is, then I never want to see its face again for as long as I live.
Along with the rest of womankind.
I love you, Elsie.
Leave the sop.
I love him, Elsie.
I know. I know. I loved your Uncle Jack.
That's when I decided to go. And I'd got up from the table, I seem to remember. I don't know what I was thinking. And I didn't care any longer what happened, if anything happened between Terry and Sally. I just wanted to be out of there, out of that stuffy, claustrophobic place, out of that wretched, horrible evening.
I think
I had it in mind to go for a swim.
I think I'll just...
Terry turned and looked at me and he smiled, only vaguely, like he couldn't remember exactly who I was, and then turned right back to Sally and went on laughing.
I'm going back to England, Terry.
Perhaps I've picked up the bottle of water I've been drinking from. It was one of those green glass bottles, quite thick, and I'd been looking at it for a long time because of the way the light came right through it, all green. I could see the night sky beyond the canopy. I could see the stars so far away and the sea. I think I could see the sea. I could hear it lapping against the shore. And that's when it happened. What happened, Elsie?
You stopped the world, baby.
Something happened.
See how easy it is.
One moment, that beautiful green bottle was in my hand, and the next...
The world stopped.
Terry fell forwards and must have stuck his hand out. Because suddenly there was blood everywhere.
Blood!
And I noticed a little trickle had splashed her chest.
Every night and every morn.
Right down that obscenely tanned cleavage.
Some to sweet delight are born.
And that's when she turned her eyes to heaven and said,
Oh, I'm going to
such powers of prophecy.
There were little crystals of green glass everywhere, all over the table, all over the food, all over the floor, with the candlelight making them sparkle, looking just for a moment like the late evening sunlight sparkling on the sea. And suddenly everything starts up again. Jill's waiter comes running across. He trips over and lands on top of Sally. And suddenly Jill is screaming at her.
Sally!
Not again, she screams.
You're not going to do this to me again!
And the next thing, the two girls are tearing at each other's hair and screaming blue murder.
Mine! He's mine! You're selfish, stupid thing! Let go of me! Let go! I've had enough of you! I've had enough of all this!
Let go!
You're a filthy sloth! You stupid
sloth! Oh, for you really put the fox in the hen coop.
Well, I'm glad to say, I'm very glad to say, the human body is a remarkably resilient thing.
Up to a point, love.
And so, it seems, is the institution of marriage.
Up to a point.
Because after the Spanish doctor had stitched up Terry's hand, and I'm glad to say we never saw Sally again, and after we'd left the hotel and set off for the airport, and after we'd packed our bags, well, after all the fuss was over and we kissed goodbye to Tenerife, I'm happy to say that things returned pretty much to the normal. And Terry, bless him, Terry never once reproached me. No, he never said a word. To tell the truth, I don't think he even knew for sure exactly what had happened. And I can't say I went out of my way to enlighten him. I think I tried to put it out of my mind, and I might never have thought about it again if it wasn't for the glass. He was a lovely man, that Spanish doctor.
Ah, Mrs. England.
I liked him because he took my hand so carefully.
Don't worry. Don't worry yourself.
And for once I wasn't afraid of Terry.
You stay here and we look after you.
I don't mean of Terry. I mean afraid of myself.
You have beautiful eyes, Mrs. England.
The doctor took my hand.
Come and sit with me.
And I could see what perfect, careful hands he had.
Oh. I love that.
And yet, you know, for all that carefulness, he'd somehow managed to stitch up one small piece of glass which stayed locked up in Terry's fingers all these years until last week.
Hey, look, love, would you believe it? Look what's come out of my finger.
It wasn't a what's-her-name, then?
Cancer? No, it's just a piece of glass. Would you believe it?
After all these years.
I just can't think how it got there.
You don't remember, do you, Terry?
Remember? No. I don't, love, sorry.
But I did.
You're like an elephant.
I don't know. I don't know. I know I'm not an unattractive woman. I can remember a time when men would smile at me and I would laugh. And the more I think about it, the more I think there was something. There was something there in me for Terry to fall in love with. Something that was worth him falling in love with. But I don't know. I honestly can't say where it went. One day it was there, and the next it was gone. And I was just a small, pale creature on a wide, white beach, dying inside because Terry, who I loved so much, was so, so beautiful. I'm all right. I'm all right. I was looking at that little piece of glass which had come out of Terry's finger after all these years when the telephone rang.
Hello? Nancy? Oh, my goodness.
Nancy called me. Terry's sister. Don't know why they called her. They could have called me. I ran all the way to the hospital and the doctor came to meet me.
Mrs. England, I'm so glad you could come. Nurse, bring Mrs. England a cup of tea.
No, really.
A brandy, perhaps?
Why, thank you.
He was a very beautiful man, and he took my hand very carefully, which was how I knew that something dreadful had happened.
Did anyone ever tell you what beautiful eyes you have?
He explained it all very carefully to me before he took me into the little room. But I found that I couldn't quite believe it. I still can't quite believe it. It seems that a lot of very bad things happen in the world today and you can't do anything. You can't do anything at all about them. So that gradually you get so used to them happening that you even allow a terrible thing to happen to the most precious, the dearest thing in your life.
If you'd please like to come this way, Mrs. England. It isn't going to be pleasant, I'm afraid.
Terry? He looked exactly like one of those Greek statues. You know, without any arms. Like a god. Quite pale and so perfect. He was still completely perfect. Except that he didn't have his arms anymore. He still had them. They weren't attached anymore. And I thought, well, that's an end to that. There'll be no more light and intimate touches on that special place.
No more of that for you, Terry boy.
And the worst thing, I couldn't help it. A sense, an overwhelming sense of relief. No, it wasn't relief. It wasn't relief, and it wasn't shock. It was looking at that armless body, cold and pale, and wondering how you could just sit there and let such a terrible thing happen to someone you loved and cared about so much. Sit there and not even know that a huge, an enormous piece of glass was sliding hopelessly, helplessly down the ladder.
Mind that, Terry!
It wasn't shock, and it wasn't relief. It was a sense of astonishment that a god could survive for all these years without any arms. It's always been a mystery. I guess they just drop off. Well, they do, apparently. They do when a piece of glass falls down, apparently.
Mind yourself down there, Terry!
When a piece of glass falls on your arms from the first story and you're holding the ladder of the man who's fitting the window and the glass slips through his fingers and skates down the ladder and you don't move your hands away in time.
Terry, watch out!
That's what happens. It's not a perfect world, I know. I would have liked us to have a child. I seem to have lost that little piece of glass. When Elsie died, I went to the hospital right at the end, after all that business with the plastic bag was over, and Jack had gone off and left her to it. I mean, right at the end, when she kept seeing Grandma again and there was all that music. Funny how no one else could hear it. And she kept talking about how far away she was and how everything was small and innocent now. And she gave me that little charm, you know, the African one. And she said, if ever I was lonely or worried or frightened or sick or jealous, to take the charm out and try and think of that music. And I do. I do.
Key, love, sorry. What's wrong?
I'm standing there. I swear the blood drained out of me.
You look pale.
He doesn't know I just killed him.
You look like he's just seen a ghost.
I'm a criminal.
You're a sweet lost child.
I've done a terrible thing.
What thing? What are you talking about?
Oh, Terry. Terry, God will punish me.
Hey, don't be daft. Now put yourself together.
Oh, Terry.
Hey, it's all right.
do you think?
You're in the hospital.
Oh, that? No, it's just a scratch. Look, look. Want to see?
Where is it?
Here.
Where? No stitches.
Nothing. Look.
Nothing. Oh, Terry. Oh, I was thinking all sorts of things.
Hey, didn't you know that I'm invincible?
I suppose we should have guessed.
Elsie, go away.
I wish you'd go back to security, Terry. Glass terrifies me.
Hey, poor Dez. I think he thought I'd chop me flipping arms right off.
Please, God, don't punish me.
Oh, I almost forgot. I brought a surprise.
You didn't. You shouldn't have.
Oh, I think it was being in that hospital what done it. Where's that envelope? Yeah, here it is. Look, present.
Present?
Well, aren't you going to open it?
Open it, girl. Stay calm.
Open it. Oh. Oh, Terry.
Hey, wonderful, isn't it? I was just passing by and it's been so long.
So long.
Since we had a proper holiday, I mean.
Proper holiday.
Well, I know we had that week in Bournemouth.
I'm standing there with the tickets in my hand.
Breathe deeply.
I'm looking at the tickets.
Don't panic.
A fortnight in Tenerife.
Think of England.
Do I have to, Elsie?
You could tell him no.
Could I? Could I really, though?
Well, one day you're going to have to.
Don't ever leave me, Elsie.
Well, I'll never leave you.
You promise me?
As long as you need me.
I'll always need you.
Maybe. Maybe not.
And meanwhile, Terry's rabbiting on.
We'll soon let those pale English bodies see the sunshine, won't we, love? And all the people, you know, that we met. Well, I don't suppose for a moment that they'll all be there again.
Oh, God, I hope not.
But I'm sure there'll be some equally fascinating friends to meet, won't there, love, eh? Hey, do you remember...
Do I remember?
You know, I can't for the life of me remember that silly girl's name.
But I remember.
You always remember.
Does an elephant forget?
Aye. You're not an elephant.
I'm looking at Terry. Terry's looking at me. The music begins to play. For the first time in my life, I understand something I've never understood before. Love is stronger than glass.
That's lucky.